We have the schuss today to hear from Rav Ashi Schreier, the assistant Rav here at the Young Israel Lawrence Cedarhurst, somebody who I enjoy very much working together with, somebody who we collaborate in a lot of different programs in the shul, and somebody who always has some very novel ideas on the Torah. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce Rav Ashi Schreier.
Thank you so much, Patricia Rabbi Kleiman. It's always, any Rabbi Kleiman run program is always just an absolute Torah focused. It's an unbelievable thing. I love working with Rabbi Kleiman. It's so great to see everyone here. Got our darshan over here, Avrami here as well. So it's really just an amazing opportunity to share a few minutes on the Haggadah. And I want to share two ideas, but the two ideas are very similar in nature because I think we have to zoom out a little bit and remember what Seder night is all about, what it is that we're trying to accomplish. Because what we're trying to accomplish on Seder night is to build up our emunah and bitachon. And that means that our goal is to focus, as opposed to just saying nice things, because I know a lot of people need to have nice ideas for the Seder, because otherwise, what have you been doing in yeshiva all year? But we know that it's still, and really the main focus is emunah and bitachon, to remember that it's Hashem who took us out of Mitzrayim. This is the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. I start out my Seder every year talking about this Ramban. This whole episode of the Makos Yitzias Mitzrayim taught us once and for all that Hashem is involved in the world, Hashem interacts with the world, Hashem created the world. Get sort of any apikorsis that anyone could possibly think of. This is what Yitzias Mitzrayim did, and this is why, says the Ramban, we are constantly going back, Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, this and that, fillin' and tzitzis and kiddush and everything is always Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim because that's what it's all about. But I think it's also about emunah in ourselves, making sure that we believe that we are capable of getting to the point where we can be B'nai Chorin, where we are able to free ourselves from everything else that's going on. And both of those emunas are absolutely crucial in order to be able to accomplish what we set out to go ahead and accomplish over the course of Pesach. And in order to begin, let's just begin with Kaddish. We know that when it comes to the kosos and the kos that we drink, this one's a little bit different than the Kiddush that we make all year, because not only is this the Kiddush cup, but this fits into the greater of the four kosos. And we know the four kosos represent the four lishonos of Geula. This is what it's all about. These four lishonos that are mentioned in the Torah, this is what the four cups are coming to represent. Now, the last three of these lishonos seem to make a lot of sense. We were freed from our slavery, we were freed from Mitzrayim, we got the Torah. But the first one, which is what Kiddush represents, is very difficult to understand. Me'otzeisi osam mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim. So what exactly is or are sivlos Mitzrayim? What exactly does this mean? There's no real good definition for this. How are we supposed to understand what exactly it's talking about? So some of the Mefarshim point out that this is actually the beginning step that was the most necessary in order for us to be able to start to leave Mitzrayim. Why is that? Because Hashem was ready to take us out. The amount of time, whatever it was, the Korah Barzel, that we needed this for whatever reason. Again, Hashem runs the world and we know we can only do our best to understand. But we needed this in order to transform into the people that we needed to be, in order to be able to go and receive the Torah. It was time for us to come out, but there was one major problem. We were sovel. We were accepting. We were patient. We were fine with the way that things were. We began to get comfortable. We were happy. Okay, so what? We're slaves. Yeah, we have to work a little hard. This is just the reality of life. This is just what it is. Before we were able to go ahead and get taken out of Mitzrayim by Hashem and the Makos and the amazing miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we needed to not be okay with the situation. Ve'otzeisi osam mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim. We needed to remember who we are. We needed to remember that we are Mamleches Kohen in the Goy Kadosh. We are a great people, and we don't deserve to be treated the way that we're being treated. We needed this in order to begin the process of Geula, in order to be able to have Hashem take us out. We needed to want it badly. And that's what Ve'otzeisi Osam Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim represents. And this actually we find in the Torah with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe goes on this whole back and forth with Hashem. Hashem, I'm not your guy, I am your guy. Finally, even if I am your guy, and even if I'm supposed to be the one to go and save all the Jews from Mitzrayim, they are not going to listen to me. So Moshe says, oh God, what are we going to do? So Hashem says, don't worry, I have some tricks for you. Fine, they go through this whole back and forth. Finally, he goes to Paro, and things get worse, and he's going back to Paro, and then the Torah takes an aliyah and basically goes through their whole lineage again, going back, dating back to all the Shvatim, just so we can go through Shevet Levi and we can get the entire backstory of Moshe and Aaron. Why now? Why there? Let us get out of Mitzrayim and then teach us all the history. And the answer that some of the Mefarshim give is Moshe was about to go and embark on this journey. He was about to go and ask Paro and totally rely on Hashem. Before we go forward with this, we need to remind you who you are. You come from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You come from the Shvatim. You come from greatness, and you deserve to have this great thing happen to you. You have to remember this as we go on. Again, as we're going to talk about in just a minute, this night is not just about freedom from Mitzrayim. We know, some of the Mefarshim have pointed out, the hardest mitzvah to do in the entire Torah. There's a lot of them that aren't so easy. But some have said that the hardest mitzvah to do in the entire Torah is to actually feel as if we're leaving Mitzrayim that night, because we're not. As you're sitting there in the hotel, in your private room, and of this, and it's not so easy to feel like you're leaving Mitzrayim, even at home. It's not so easy to feel like you're leaving Mitzrayim. But what do? The answer is that we have our own personal Mitzrayim. We have our own things that we are struggling with, our own demons, our own tithes, our own desires, our own Yetzirharas, that know exactly how to get to us. For a lot of the guys coming back now from yeshiva, you come back and you're in your home that you were in high school, and sometimes we revert back to certain things. I know when I go back to my parents' house, for some, I can't stop eating. I don't know what it is. It's just like I may have just come straight from meal. I go right to the fridge. I don't know. Right? You just revert back. And it's a very important time. V'hotzeisi otam mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim. We can be better. We can grow. We need to believe that before anything else.
So the first step is an antidote to the tolerance.
Oh, there you go. An antidote to the tolerance, exactly. And that's what Sivlos Mitzrayim is. That needs to be the first thing that happens before we can go through with the other Lashonos of Geula. That's what Kadesh is. Kadesh is, some say, Kadesh is Asmecha B'Mutar Lacha Kedoshim Tiyu. This is our time to grow in our Kedusha, and that's why Orchatz is more of a command. We don't normally do this type of thing with Orchatz, but we're saying, Orchatz, make sure to go and do this. We're going to be extra machmir this night because we're going to be Kadesh Esatz Mecha B'Mutar Lach. We are going to take a step above. Where did I just see that? I just bought a few new Haggadahs. No, but I'm saying that idea of the Kadesh Orchatz. I bought Rav Melech Biederman, I bought Rabbi Gladstein, I bought Rabbi Rosner, a lot of great ones. I was reading through random pieces of it each, so that was from one of them. I just don't remember which one. All right, but now let's go into the second idea, which again is related and similar, but I think takes it a bit of a step further. We know that one of the things we do on Seder night, which is different also in Kaddish, but also throughout the night, is that we lean, Haseba, big lumdus, the grizz, there's so much there in terms of what Haseba is. Is it part of the mitzvah? Ma'akev, is it not? But this idea of Haseba that we lean while we eat, why do we do this? Derech Eres, because free people lean. Now, does anyone here lean generally? No, right? So that's the Rav Yehuda says maybe we shouldn't. Okay, we still do it nowadays. We still make sure to lean, even though it's a little bit uncomfortable. Well, again, we're leaning, and it's all because Derech Eres is what the Rambam in Perek Zayin says explicitly in Chametzu Matzah. He says that there, because we want to go and feel like free people, lefichach, therefore we go ahead and bow. Comes Rav Nevin Sal and says there's a medrash that seems to give a totally different reason. Says the Medrash, when we were leaving Mitzrayim, Vayasev Elokim Esa'am, that Hashem took us around. And what the Pasuk is referring to is the fact that Hashem didn't just take us on the straightest route out of Mitzrayim. Instead, Hashem took us in a roundabout way. Hashem took us in a bit of a strange direction. Why? Pen Yinachem Ma'am, right? Because maybe we're going to be afraid. Maybe we're going to see all these wars happening and we're just not going to be ready for it. And we're going to say, you know what, let's just go back to Mitzrayim. Which basically happened a few times anyway. Oh, we were better off in Mitzrayim. So you can imagine if they see all these big wars happening on Malek, whoever else it may be, we're probably going to get afraid and go run back to Mitzrayim. However, comes the Medrash and tells us, because Vayasev Elokim Esa'am, so therefore we learn that we do Haseba on Seder night. So we lean because Vayasev Elokim Esa'am. Esks Rav Nevin Sal, I don't understand. First of all, that's explicitly against the Pasuk. The Pasuk is telling us, Pen Yinachem Ma'am, B'Shavu Mitzrayim, all right? We're going to go back to Mitzrayim because we're going to be afraid of the war. And second of all, let's just say it is talking about going a roundabout way and leaning and whatever it is. We're trying to get out of Mitzrayim. Once again, let us get out of Mitzrayim, then start all the rituals you want. What are we doing? We're leaning while we're going out and just get out. We didn't even have time for the bread to rise. There was no time. There was no time at all. Rabbi Leibowitz actually had a fascinating idea talking about this concept of the bread not rising, that if we would have said, you're going to take your bread, you're going to go out. So everyone who's gone on a Chol HaMoed trip knows that the prep to go on the Chol HaMoed trip, to get into the car, might be longer than the actual trip itself. Right? Do you have the mod? Do you have this? Do you have that sandwich? Do you have that snack? Do you have this thing? Oh, wait, we got to go back. You forgot this. You forgot that. That might take longer than the thing itself. If we were told, like, pack some bread, pack some stuff, and then get out of Mitzrayim, it would have been another, like, 6 weeks later till we were actually able to leave Mitzrayim. Maybe not everyone, anyone who can't relate to that yet, in Ritz Hashem, you'll be able to relate to it very soon. But where were we? Right, okay, anyway, Vayase. Right, so let's just get out of Mitzrayim, and then tell me you want to lean, tell me you want to bow, touch your toe, whatever you want to do. Do that after we leave Mitzrayim. How are we supposed to understand all this? Why against the Pasuk, and why lean now? So Rav Neventhal points out, based on the Evan Ezra. The Evan Ezra says, if we look at what was happening at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so the Jews are going on this trek, and Paro begins to change his mind, and Paro says, let's send the men after them to go and bring them back. So they send this army, and the Jews are now stuck, because they're looking back and they see the Mitzrayim, they're looking forward, they see the Yam Suf. What are we going to do? Says the Evan Ezra, what would make the most sense is to do what? Turn around and beat them up. Think about it. The Jews were 600,000 men, 3 million people. They were probably in pretty good shape from working all these years. The Mitzrim were a battered and beaten people. The Mitzrim were just demolished for a year. Makkah after Makkah. Craziness after craziness, all of their food, all of their everything, emotionally, mentally, physically, they were a mess. The Jews should have been able to turn around and decimate them, but they couldn't. Says the Evan Ezra, why not? Because they had this slave mentality. These were our masters, we were the slaves, they will beat us no matter what we try. Kind of like the Big Brother effect, speak to the Kleinmans about that. Kind of like, joking, because I see brothers here. Kind of like the Big Brother effect, until a certain age, you're just not going to beat me. It's not going to work. The Jews, no matter what they were going to try, they were not going to be able to beat the Mitzrim. And that was the bottom line. It just wasn't going to happen. In their heads, they had no chance. Hashem sees this, diagnoses this problem, and says, we need to go through some therapy. How are we going to go through some therapy? Vayasev Elokim es ha'am. We are going to take you in a roundabout way. You're right. If you see a war right now, it's not going to work. You view yourselves as being very weak. It's not going to be sustainable the way it is right now. That's not going to work. So we're going to go in a different way. But also, Vayasev Elokim es ha'am, you need to start acting like winners. You need to start acting like free people. Start to lean. Oh, you don't feel it right now? It doesn't feel right? It's okay. This is what the Sefer Achinuch famously tells us. Achar ha-pu'ulos nimshach ha-levavos. Sometimes, if you're not feeling it, if you're just not into it, just start. Just start acting on it. Start acting the part, and it will come. I was just talking to someone who was telling me that they were in yeshiva, and they had someone talk to them who had finished. They were learning Maseches Makos, and this guy came to speak to them, and he finished Makos 500 times. I think that was like his thing. He knows Makos by heart. And someone asked him in yeshiva, they said, what do you do if just one day you're just not into it? You're just not feeling it. So he said, just start reading. Start reading, even if you don't feel it, even if you're not into it, just start reading and just go. If it's a bad day, fine, that's fine. Just read and see what happens. Once you start acting in a certain way, it starts to transform who we are. Says Hashem, you need to do Haseba right now. Start to feel like free people, and all of a sudden you'll start acting like free people. You're right, you're not ready to see the wars right now. It's a process. You'll get there. One thing at a time, and you will be able to get to that point where you are able to go ahead and do this. It's about acting like free people, and now we can understand this medrash. Vayasev Elokim es ha'am. They're one and the same. They had to go around in a roundabout way and Haseba because this was all part of the same process of having them starting to feel like free people. Why now? Specifically now, as they're leaving Mitzrayim, we need to start getting you on the path of feeling like free people. This, says Rav Soloveitchik, is also a similar thing that we do in terms of Halach Ma'anya. The whole idea is very strange. Think about it. Normally, when you give someone an invite, we feel bad about inviting someone for Shabbos on like Wednesday or Thursday. I'm sorry, it's not enough notice. You're literally inviting someone once you're sitting down at the table, all set. What does this mean? Kol disvin yisiv yecha. What are we doing in such a way, especially if you're in a hotel? How are you going to invite someone in? There's security there. You didn't pay for a room. There's so much there. How are you going to invite someone over at this time? And the answer is, says Rav Soloveitchik, it's more of a gesture because only free people, only the Baal HaBus is able to invite people over. On Seder night, we are all the Baal HaBus. And just to tie this back into the general overall theme, we all have things that we struggle with. Everyone on their own level, everyone in their own situation. Yitzhara knows what it's doing. I think they tell a story of Rav Shach that he was 90 years old, and he used to wake up at a very early time to go and start learning, start his day, start davening. And one morning, again, it was just freezing, and he said, you know what, maybe I'll just go to the later minyan, whatever it may be. And he was thinking about this, and he said, the thought popped in his head, oh, it's the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is trying to get me. And then he thought to himself, well, the Yetzirah is just as old as I am, and it was able to get up early to go and try to convince me to stay in bed, so I'm jumping right out of bed. The Yetzirah knows what it's doing. The Yetzirah is smart, it's strong, especially this time, Bein Asmanim. There's a lot there. There's a lot that people go through. There's a lot that people struggle with, myself included. Everyone has things that they have to work on, that they have to deal with. We are fighting that slavery, being slaves to our own desires, temptations, our own Yetziraras. That's what we're fighting on Seder night. So number one, we need to be able to go, we need to want it. We need to want to be free, number one. That starts with Kaddish, and then the rest of the night we're acting b'derech eiros. Even if we're not there to the point where we're perfectly tahor yet, we act the part and we hope that everything follows after that. This is a major theme of Seder night. Not only emunah in Hashem, which obviously is number one and most important, and we have to focus on that. That's what the night is all about, but we need to have emunah in ourselves that we can attain that greatness. We can achieve those levels that we're looking for. And Amir Hashem, we should be able to reach these levels and reach these heights and have this Pesach not just be a one-night Seder night, but it should last us all the way through and then all the way through the year. And only good things ahead. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day. Yes, you call it, Rabbi.